الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear Islamic brethren and viewers of Madani channel, once again we say marhaba, welcome to our silsila, the shining stars of the ummah. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, this silsila is that special silsila only discussing about the lifestyle of Sahaba Ikram Alim Ridwan. First and foremost, let us hear the beneficence of reciting durood upon Aqa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, as Shaykh Tariqat Amil al-Sunnah has mentioned in his booklet, unparalleled devotee, that the Prophet of mankind, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, has stated, there is an angel who has one arm in the east and another arm in the west. Whenever anybody recites salat, durood upon me, with devotion, the angel dives into the water, shakes its wings. Allah Ta'ala creates an angel for each drop of water dripping from its wings. These angels then continuously seek dua maghfira for that person who recited durood paak upon Aqa sallallahu ta'ala sallam right up unto the day of Qiyamah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad salatan wa salamun alayka ya sayyidi ya Rasulullah وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. As it is our usual practice that before we start any silsila, we are always making intention for good deeds. And Shaykh Tariqat Amil al-Sunnah, he makes mind for the Islamic brothers, Islamic sisters, wherever you are in the world, whatever action you're going to do, whatever deed you're going to do, he always makes the mind that try to make intention for good deeds. The more intention, the more mere intentions we make, the more good deeds in our account, inshallah, tabarak wa ta'ala. And he quotes a beautiful hadith mubarakah that Makki Madani Sarkar sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, that niyatul mu'mini khayru min amalihi. Intention of a believer is better than his action. So alhamdulillah, my dear Islamic viewers of Madani channel, always make good intentions. First and foremost, you and I, one of the best intentions one can make is that whatever we are doing, I'm talking and you are listening. That I am talking, inshallah, tabarak wa ta'ala, making it, that I am talking only and only for the pleasure of Allah, subhanahu. You also make intention that you are listening for the pleasure of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. And whatever we learn in this silsila, you and I, first and foremost, we try to be practical upon it and try to pass this mission to our fellow Muslims, inshallah. Likewise, there's many intentions one can make. The more intentions, inshallah, subhanahu, the more reward in our account, which is going to be benefit for us in the dunya, inshallah, subhanahu, in the qabr, inshallah, tabarak wa ta'ala, and most certainly on the day of Qiyamah, inshallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, radiallahu ta'ala, on my dear Islamic viewers of Madani channel, I'm still busy with the booklet, the unparalleled devotee, this booklet, unparalleled devotee, this booklet written by Shaykh Tariqat Amir al-Sunnat. It's my request to you, my humble request, that each and every person that is watching this silsila, alhamdulillah azza wa jalla, Dawat Islami's publishing department, Maktabatul Madina, has made it so beautiful and so easy for us that it is now translated in your language. Whatever language you are out there, English, Arabic, Urdu, Hindi, and so many other Gujarati, so many, almost 35 languages. Our Maktabatul Madina is at the moment busy in 35 different languages, translating books for who? For you and I, viewers of Madani channel, for our benefit. So if there's any chance, maybe a maktab of Dawat Islami Maktabatul Madinah, the publishing department of Dawah Islamiyah, is in your area, then try to get a copy of this booklet, The Unparalleled Devotee, and try to understand, just get a glimpse. It is merely, merely a glimpse, a tip of the iceberg on the lifestyle of Sayyidina Amir al-Mu'mineen, Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, radiallahu ta'ala. So inshallah, today we will start, and I hope you please, you try to get a copy. Every home should have a copy. We should be discussing these points, reading out these points of this unparalleled devotee, Amir al-Mu'mineen Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. We should be reading it out amongst our family members. So family members should know about the lifestyle of that personality, which is the greatest personality after our beloved Rasul alayhi salatu salam, that placed the Mubarak feet on the earth, is our Amir al-Mu'mineen, first Khalifa of Islam. So family members should know, our children should know, our grandchildren should know, our great-grandchildren should know, our sisters should know, our wives should know, everybody should know about this personality, and how we can make it aware, like Shaykh Tariqat Amir al-Mu'mineen says, you give this on a daily basis, in your homes, or in your factories, or in your locality, in your street, in your shop, in your bazaars. And especially that time when you're talking about the Urus Mubarak of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, then we can discuss these points about this great personality. Subhanallah azza wa jalla. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala continue showering special mercy upon this beautiful movement, Dawat Islami, that makes, basically spoon feeding us. I mean, you go to www.dawatislami.net, you download how much you want, free of charge. Of course, you have to have an internet facility, free of charge. How many books you want? It's a 50-page book, it's a 100-page book, it's a 200-page book, it's a 500-page book, it's a 600-page book, it's a 1,000-page book. It's free of charge for you. So get this booklet, inshallah, tabarak wa ta'ala, and try to understand some glimpse of the aspects of the life of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. My dear Islam brothers and views of Madani Channel. Alhamdulillah, azza wa jalla, from last episode to this episode, we have been discussing many aspects, different aspects of the lifestyle, the life of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, radiallahu ta'ala, the leader of the believers. And inshallah, today we're going to discuss also some intricate points. We're basically touch and go. Because in little time, definitely, we can talk about the lifestyle of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, radiallahu ta'ala. We start to talk about the lifestyle of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, radiallahu ta'ala. There will be no end. We can talk and talk and talk. There will be no end. But from these few narrations, we get a glimpse of the ishq Rasul, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the ishq that he had for Allah azza wa jalla and his beloved Rasul alayhi salatu salam. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. It mentioned in his booklet that in the early age of Islam, anybody who became Muslim, he used to hide his Islam so that they could remain safe, because they were, in those times, too much difficulties. Too much of difficulties. So, when the number of the men became 38, Allahu Akbar, when the number of the men became 38 in believers, Allahu Akbar, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala came to the court of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, and he submitted, Ya Rasulullah, Azza wa Jalla wa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, grant us permission to now preach the message of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala openly. Give us permission. And Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, we're talking about 38 in number, where there are millions, if not millions, billions of people on earth on that time. And 38 in number. And now they want to go out and preach Islam on the streets. They want to go out in the public. What must be going through their mind? I mean, what ishq, what love for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and his beloved Rasul alayhi salam. I mean, what height, what standard we are talking about? Not an ordinary standard like yours and mine, my dear Islam views and views of Madani Channel. They were incomparable. Like you say, unparalleled devotee. There is no comparison to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala about his ishq, about his love, about his muhabbat, about his tilawat, about his love for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and his beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. No example can compare with this personality. And subhanAllah, beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam is listening to them.
He's listening. I mean, he knows. He's that personality who has ilm al-ghayb, the knowledge of the unseen, mine and yours, and the universal, beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. So, the embodiment of Nur, the comforter for the souls, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasalam, he declined. He said, no, permission not granted. But then again, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala continued again, after some time. Again he requests, Ya Rasulullah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasalam, give me permission. Please, I want to go out there and I want to give the message of Allah, Azza wa Jalla. I want to give the message of Allah tabaraka ta'ala and his beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. So the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam granted permission. Beloved Rasul alayhi salam granted permission for Sayyidina Amir al-Mu'mineen, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu as Muballig. The Muballig that is giving dawah to Islam. Granted him permission. And subhanAllah azza wa jalla, he and other companions, Alim Ridwan, they go out to deliver the first speech. And where did they go? Allahu Akbar. Where did the first speech take place of this great preacher of Islam? Greatest preacher of his time. The greatest preacher of the world. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu goes out to preach. Where do you think he goes? Allahu Akbar. He goes to Masjid al-Haram. Around, right in front of Ka'batullah Sharif. At that time, the kuffar were big in number. And they used to worship the idols. They disobeyed Allah tabaraka ta'ala. They disobeyed the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. They were used only to talking to idols, idol worshipping, statues. And now, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq started to deliver his speech. As soon as he started delivering his speech, the kuffar, they were shocked. What is he talking? What is he doing? He's standing on an elevated place and he's calling all the people of Makkah al-Mukarramah, all the people in Masjid al-Haram, all the people that is now worshipping the idols in Ka'batul Sharif, come to me. And they all came around Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, and Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala starts, he's preaching, O people of Makkah al-Mukarramah, there is none worthy of worship but Allah and Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam is the messenger of Allah. And when he stands there, it's a very emotional period, because he knew Sayyidina Amir al-Mu'mineen radiallahu ta'ala knew that I'm talking to those people who are uncouth and barbaric. They used to bury their daughters alive. Alcohol was the order of the day. Worshipping idols were the order of the day. When the sun rose, they worshipped the sun. When the moon came out, they worshipped the moon. When the sun set, they worshipped the stars. He's talking to those type of people who have been worshipping these type of things for many years. The kuffar, they came from all angles. And remember, they knew Abu Bakr Siddiq, even before the, prior to the message of Islam. They knew Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu as a truthful one. He was most honored in the community. They loved him. He was most honest, most generous, most kind. And they knew his character. Imagine you know somebody and somebody is coming up to you and is going to tell you something about something. First you will look at his face and say, oh, it's Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. So let's hold our horses. Wait. Don't do anything. But when he started preaching about the deen of Allah Azza wa Jalla and the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, this kuffar, they attacked Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu from all angles. They attacked Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu from all angles. All views of Madani channel out there, you try to imagine, people are throwing stones and people are hitting with sticks on his blessed body and he falls to the ground. The blessed blood of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu soaks into the ground around Ka'batullah Sharif, the place where we make tawaf. People came to know about the condition of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. And they picked up his blessed body. And they thought that maybe he was finished. They thought that maybe Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu became shaheed. Maybe he became shaheed. So, They took him to his house, to his mother, beloved mother. Mother is mother. Ami Jaan is Ami Jaan. Allahu Akbar. So his beloved Ami Jaan started to wipe up all the blood clots on his face, on his eyes, on his ears, mouth, body parts, legs, hands. He kept on wiping. And Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq was unconscious. And when the beloved Abu Bakr Siddiq started to gain consciousness, people watched. Ami Jaan watched his lips moving. And she put her ears on the Mubarak lips of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu, and she wondered, what is he saying? One word is coming out. How is my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What is the condition of my beloved Rasul alayhi wa sallam? Is he okay? Allahu Akbar. People shouted at him. Ya Abu Bakr, it's because of him that you are in this condition. It's because of this personality that you are in this condition. You are asking, as soon as you come into life, back to life, back to consciousness, you are asking about him? Allahu Akbar. The respected mother of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, she brought some food. Mother is mother. And she brought some food and placed it next to the Mubarak lips of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. He moved away. He moved away and said, only one thing was coming. How is my beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Is my beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is his condition okay? Allah, when his mother told him that she did not know, he radiallahu anhu said, ask Umm Jamil radiallahu ta'ala anha, the sister of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in order to fulfill the heartfelt request of the beloved son in this oppressed state, Ami Jaan. She went to Umm Jamil and she asked, what is the condition of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam? And you, that time Umm Jamil, she also was hiding herself away from, because they keep themselves hidden. And because Umm Khair was not yet a Muslim, Umm Jamil, she pretended that she don't know anything. She keep quiet. And then she said, I don't know who is Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala sallam. And I don't know who is Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. However, hearing the condition of your son has caused me so much of sorrow. Umm Jamil says, hearing the condition of your son has caused me so much of sorrow. If you'd like, I will come to see him. So Ummul Khair took Sayyidina Umm Jamil radiallahu ta'ala anha to her home. And when Umm Jamil radiallahu ta'ala anha saw the unfortunate condition of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anha, she could not control herself and she started to cry. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq said, give me the good news of the well-being of my beloved Rasul Ali says, I want to know. Sayyidina Umm Jamil radiallahu ta'ala anha, she signaled to her mother to draw his attention towards her. And when he radiallahu anha said, don't be afraid of her. Don't be afraid of my mother. Don't be afraid. She said, by the grace of Allah, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is safe, he's fine, he's sound, and presently is in the home of Sayyidina Arqam radiallahu anhu. So he, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, says, I swear by Allah, I will not eat. No eating, no drinking, until I see the blessed face and behold the blessed body of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Otherwise, no eating, Ami Jaan, no eating, no drinking. So in the last part of the night, his blessed mother took to the blessed presence of the beloved Rasul alayhi sallam. And when he came there, the greatest devotee, the unparalleled devotee, mine and yours, and the universal Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, as soon as he seen the beloved Rasul alayhi sallatu wasalam, he began to cry. He began to weep in pain, body pains and internal pains of the heart, because it's Ishq-e Nabi we are talking about. The Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam were present, they also started to weep, they also started to cry. Because they could not bear the sorrowful situation. Seeing Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu in such a pain. Then, after hugging each other and crying for some few moments,
Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, he says that, that Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is my beloved Ammi Jan. She is not Muslim. Please you pray for her. You make dua in the court of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives Ammi Jan the wealth of Iman. Beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam makes dua. And subhanAllah azza wa jal, our beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam dua is accepted. And when beloved Rasul makes dua in the court of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, invites her to the fold of Islam, subhanAllah azza wa jalla, the beloved and blessed mother of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, she declares that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah. And Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah. And these kind of views of Malaysia. You try to comprehend the troubles and oppressions of our companions, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, Sahaba Ikram Ali Ridwan, what they went through to bring this beautiful deen of Allah to us on a platter. On a platter. You want Quran, you take. You want Hadith, you take. You want lifestyle of Sahaba Ikram Ali Ridwan, you take. You want to know about Islam, you take. You want to know about Quran, you take. You want to know about Iman, you take. Everything on a platform. No stone has been left unturned in the lifestyle of Sahaba Ikram Ali Ridwan, especially Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, Amirul Mu'mineen, the leader of the believers, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, radiallahu ta'ala, he set the highest standard. So views of Madani Channel. In order to have this beautiful deen secured, inculcate your lifestyle like the lifestyle of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, radiallahu ta'ala. Sahaba Ikram Ali Ridwan, they are the shining stars of the Ummah. As the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam said, that Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan are like the stars. Shining stars. They're like the stars. Whichever star you follow, you'll be guided. So you don't look left, you don't look right, you just look at the lifestyle of Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan. And as soon as you see the lifestyle of the Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan, you will see that all life of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam lifestyle is inculcated into their system, in their blood, in their heart. And if you want to get success in this dunya, in the qabr, and hereafter, then you follow the lifestyle of Sahaba Ikram Ali Ridwan. And inshallah, tabarakhu ta'ala, you will find success in the dunya, in the qabr, and the hereafter. And how beautifully Allah tabarakhu ta'ala has made it for us today. That if you want to learn about deen, you switch on Madani channel. You just put on Madani channel, and you watch, and you check, and you learn, and you admire all the beautiful things about Quran and Hadith. All the beautiful stories about Sahaba Ikram Alim Ridwan, Buzugani Deen, Awliya Allah, our pious ancestors, SubhanAllah, Muballigin, Muftiyan Ikram, Ulama Ikram, Qaris, Hufaz, they're coming out there, Muballigin, and they're preaching day and night, 24 hours, double bara ghante, 2 times 12, they're going out and spreading the message of the deen, the same message that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu gave at the time in Makkatul Mukarramah. Same message that Islam is giving you. So my dear Islam brothers and sisters, wherever you are in the world, UK, America, Africa, Australia, Pakistan, Bangladesh, India, no matter where you are, alhamdulillah, our message is gone to 200 countries. Wherever you are, the easiest method, Madani channel. Otherwise, if you have a beautiful Madani Markaz of Dawat Islam in your city, Faizan in Medina, then go there. Inshallah, tabarakatuh, go there, inculcate your life with the love of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, radiallahu ta'ala, inshallah, tabarakatuh, direct, we hopeful from Faizan in Medina, with the special barakah and blessings of Allah, tabarakatuh, from Faizan in Medina, inshallah, tabarakatuh, we go direct to Medina, inshallah. Allah karam, aisa kare tujhpe jahan mein, aya da'wat Islam mein, teri doom machi ho, ameen, bijahe nabiyan ameen, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa صلوا على النبي صلى الله تعالى على محمد
The shining stars of the Ummah The shining stars of the